busiest shopping weekend of the year is upon us in the U.S. We spoke with three independent jewelers to hear their expectations for Christmas sales, note their marketing plans to attract the consumer wallet, and see which products could be strong sellers.
Last week, we did a first-time promotion, 3 days of 50% off everything in the store, barring consignment pieces and pieces that I'm not permitted to sell at a discounted rate. And that was very successful, and it sort of got everybody in the Christmas spirit or holiday spirit. Every Christmas from the beginning, we have done a 20% off for the holiday season. It's sort of a thank you to our customers who've been loyal to us over the years, and that seems to work out very well. People come and pre-shop, and then they come in on Black Friday onward and purchase what they've been eyeing. I'm guardedly optimistic. I see people spending a little bit more freely. They're more concerned about the quality of what they're getting, and I think that's where an independent jeweler is the right place to go, because we take pride in our pieces. My name's on the door, so I live in the area. I want to represent myself with integrity, and I think that's what people expect. If something needs sizing or repairing, they want to be able to bring it back easily, and we create our own designs, and people like that individual touch that a small store can provide you. This year, we're promoting more of a silver vermeil line, in that people are spending, certain people are spending less money this year, but they still want the beautiful look, and it's easily obtained. You don't have to buy diamonds, emeralds, and rubies to look gorgeous. You simply need to have a good quality item. So we're trying to cover all the price ranges.
Well, we like to promote our business in many different ways, but one of my favorite is when we can tie an event at the store with a very worthwhile charity or endeavor that could bring people to the store, not only to spend money here or look at the beautiful offerings we have, but something that will make them feel good about spending money. I'll give you an example. Last night we did an amazing event with two very worthwhile charities. One is called Strike 3 and the other one is called PALS. I can get into it, but one is pediatric cancer research, and the other one is the PALS is these amazing generous people that fly wounded warriors or children or people that are very sick that can't really use commercial airline or commercial way of traveling to their surgery or care or whatever. It is amazing. All the money goes to it. So our clients respond very, very well with that. Last night we had over 130 people in the store, and you know, yes, they helped the charity, but in the same time we're able to present them with all the things we do. And for instance, last night we took an order for an amazing diamond ring, and you know, along with that, many, many other things. And some of it are not immediate. You know, we're not the type of store that it's all right there, we have to sell you something. We're out there to show them what we do. That's one of the ways we do it. We have some dinners at the store, very, very focused, like where we'll invite, let's say, 10 couples. The last one we did was watch related. Our client got to take apart an Omega watch and try to put it back together. Well, that was quite a challenge, but it intrigues client. It makes them talk. They talk to their friends, and you hear the residual of this type of event for weeks. You know, again, we doesn't necessarily we sell anything that night, or in this particular case, we sold an amazing pair of stud diamond earrings. But I'm sure we'll sell many watches from it. We feel very good about Christmas season. I think we're going to have a at least a 10 to 12% increase over last year. For the year, it's been quite positive. We're about 10% ahead of last year. And I feel that the client, even though the conscience about spending money so much more than they were 3 or 4 years ago, they're really seeking valuable gifts. Or these gifts that will give them the feeling that, oh my God, I'm not just putting, you know, money into something that's going to be in the back of the closet in 2 weeks. You know, diamond, ruby, sapphire, precious gems are the choice that I see being, you know, I don't know what the right word is, but it's definitely the preferred choice.
Yeah, we are going to do this season a little bit more direct mailing. And we do posters on the train platforms, what people commute, and some newspapers. I do expect to be a quite decent season. It looks like I have a good feeling about it. And I cannot really bring numbers, but there is some kind of optimism in the air, and it looks good to me. Diamonds are gonna, the average diamonds in sizes in 1 to 2 carats, it's gonna be okay. Many big diamonds, there is a shortage in the country. I mean, many of those goods, they go overseas or different parts of the world. And due to the economy, some people cannot afford those kind of pricing in those high-quality diamonds. But the diamonds overall is going to do, like every year, quite decent. Watches will always are doing great, yes? Some watches are not going to do so great due to some complication watches, what people used to buy them, like high executives in Wall Street. This year, bonuses are not going to be so great, so I don't think that these high-end watches are going to be sold so good in the country, yes. But watches are always going to be good. I think pearl sales are going to do very great because pearls in the last 10 years was not doing so good, and the prices, they did not jump like the other materials like gold and diamonds and colored stones. And it's a good value in pearls, and I can see that women start wearing pearls again. So I do have a good feeling about pearls this season.
We'll pay a second visit right after Christmas to see how these retailers fared. The Rappaport News team wishes all our viewers stateside a safe Thanksgiving weekend, and may it mark the beginning of a very successful retail season for all.